And I'm with Madeline, who is part of the new shop Virtuos in Kallak. Madeline, can you tell us what sort of shop it is? What makes it different to other shops around?
Okay, basically, Virtuos is an épicerie, a grocer's, selling not-for-profit products. Wholesale, it's not quite like wholesale as we know it, but how the French do it. Basically, you go in with your own bags and your own bottles, you get them weighed, and then you get the produce off the shelf loose. That's the word. Okay, so it's a grocer's selling basic products, the essentials. So sometimes off the market, they get fresh vegetables and fruit, but mostly it's other wholesale loose.
Is it dried fruit?
Seeds and nuts and cereals and coffee, tea, wine and cider and beer, local beer. Most of the produce is either bio, organic, or local. The idea is to be as much economically viable and with sustainable distances for import.
And packaging.
And low packaging. Trying to be as green as possible, which is a little bit to do with how the name of the shop is.
Oh, yes, came about. Virtuos.
Well, it's kind of dare to be green or going towards green, or and also the word virtuose to being...
Virtuous.
Virtuous in English, maybe, but in French it would be as in a musical, someone who is virtuose is someone who is very good at something.
Oh, that's interesting.
A virtuoso. The association is a sort of two-tiered association. There's a main group of about 18 people and then the broader group of other individuals who, some of whom help out in the shop voluntarily. So all positions are voluntary. There's no paid, although we have just got a paid accountant. That's the only paid position. Everything else is to keep the cost down, to keep everything accessible to everybody.
And it's run really for the benefit of the community as well as the member. Well, more than the members.
Well,
the members are part of the community.
It's run for the community and with the idea of introducing different way of thinking about your shopping needs, more sustainable, more ecological.
Buying things that are local, buying things that you need and want rather than going to put in the cupboard or throw away when the lifespan...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You've got it.
Oh, that's great. And so it's food and drink and a few other...
Well, very few essentials like soap and washing up liquid and toilet paper and female hygiene products, which are recyclable, well, not recyclable, rewashable products and similar sort of things. We did start off with other items of people's jewellery and things, but that's all been...
That's for a later time, maybe.
Yeah.
Your involvement, Madeline, in the shop, you're not actually selling in the shop or anything, but I understand you were involved in actually setting up the physical side of the shop.
Yeah, myself and my partner Steve and a friend and also associate in the association, the three of us were mostly responsible. Other people helped as well occasionally, but mostly responsible for the actual fitting out of the shop, i.e. the making of the shelves and the beg, borrowing and stealing of the materials for it. In fact, we managed to do it all on a budget of about 20 euros.
That's incredible.
And that was buying glue and some screws. The rest of it was dragged out of skips or people gave equipment. And currently, Caroline and I are still being part of the association as we do the window dressing, and we also have a small area, which is more a sort of community hub, i.e. people come and have a cup of tea or coffee when they want. And in that area, we have rolling exhibition of people's work, mostly people who are in the association, because there's an awful lot of artists amongst the group.
So you've been up and running for about a month, just over a month. How's it going?
apparently very well. I think it started off the first Wednesday. We opened on the Wednesday, which is the market day in Calais. It was impossible to get through the door almost. There was steady flow of people, and it was very, very well. And it seems that it's still doing well, but possibly that initial burst of energy is people are now just coming along when they need to, rather than wanting to see what there was.
Well, at least you're keeping the clients.
Yeah, at the moment that's still going. Mm. I mean, obviously, it's very early doors, but we're hoping that that's going to keep people will buy in their loose stuff in bulk and not necessarily have to come back straight away, but that they will come back, get their next lot of toilet paper. And
that's great. Is there a website?
There isn't a website as such. There's a Facebook page. Mm-hmm. If you look up Vertueux Calac, it'll come to the Facebook page.
Right, so good luck for the future. It
Thank
sounds
you.
As if it's going really well, and you know, no doubt Calac needs something like this. So
well,
it's all good. It's all good for the town.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.